We're back.
We are back.
Episode 29. Holy cow. I looked at that number. I was like, there is absolutely no way.
Yeah. I mean, we're
But
really
yeah,
pumping them out this year.
we are. We are. We're
Doing
really
it
pumping them out.
big time. I think we doubled our pumping.
Maybe we doubled our pumping. Probably. Maybe tripled it. A lot of pumps.
Maybe so. I don't
Maybe
last
we're
many pumps,
Not
though.
two pump chumps.
No,
Anyhow,
no.
I'm Gus.
Cousin Bailey.
Joins me. We're going to be on this episode of Automatic Rewind. We're going to be covering Lethal Weapon. But before we get into Lethal Weapon, cuz, what you drinking, man?
What am I drinking? So, I started off with a High Noon because I feel like it's a safe place now. I can mention that I'm drinking seltzers, especially the vodka ones. But in honor of Riggs's freakouts, I'm drinking a glass of bourbon. It is on the rocks, though. I'm not drinking it straight out of the bottle or out of a glass full of bourbon.
Okay.
It might have been beer, but it was either flat beer, one of those scenes where he's having his like breakdowny moment. It looked like it was either flat beer or just a glass of bourbon, and so I'm choosing to go with the latter.
Okay.
But I'm drinking
Sounds
Buffalo
good.
Trace on the rock. You can get Buffalo Trace at ABC now, no problem.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So
Nice.
hopefully that continues. Continue. What are you drinking, man?
I'm drinking a Surfside, but it's not great.
No? What's wrong with it?
No, it's so I tried their green tea stuff, and I love green
Yeah.
tea,
No.
but the green tea with the Surfside isn't great. It's a mango green tea and vodka.
I have a mango High Noon right here. Have
Do
fun.
you? Yeah,
We some
well,
boys.
aren't we? Apparently, I need to tell you something in the green room afterwards.
Oh
That
boy.
just reminded me. It just reminded me of something. Anyhow,
Yeah.
so yeah, Lethal Weapon,
Yeah, it's a
19.
Christmas movie. Sorry, continue. I just want to make sure that was clear.
Oh yeah, sorry. In the spirit of Christmas, we are doing a Christmas movie, as in last year where we did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Correct.
It seems like it hasn't been a year since we've done Kiss Kiss Bang Bang,
No.
but it has.
Golly, I
But
love it. That was one of our best episodes. Highly
yeah.
rated.
Highly rated episode. Hopefully this one will get out there even bigger. But 1987, we of course have Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, Richard Donner. Not part of the Donner family. He was the director.
Or the lone survivor of the Donner Party.
That's right. He could be an offspring. I don't know.
Yeah, it might be.
And Shane Black is the writer.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get into some of these folks, but you want to chat a little bit about Shane Black?
I do,
Okay.
friend. I am a humongous fan of Shane Black. Shane Black has written some absolute bangers, including Predator.
Oh yeah.
And he was actually in Predator as well.
Okay.
He also wrote, oh, The Nice Guys, which I don't know if you like or not. I can't remember your
That's
Ryan Gosling
Ryan. Yeah. Big
Russ
fan. Big
Russell Crowe.
fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's
You
a
are.
hilarious movie. It's hilarious.
I don't even want to get I don't even I can't believe I skipped right over this one. He wrote, or at least he wrote the screen story and screenplay for Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
He
So maybe
did?
that's our thing.
That could be. He's a big
Yeah.
Christmas guy.
He is, because he also wrote my, I don't want to say guilty pleasure because I think it's actually a fine movie, but a lot of people hate it. The Last Boy Scout.
Christmas movie, right?
There's a couple references to Christmas. There's one that I can pinpoint off the top of my head where the daughter brings home, instead of a Christmas Santa Claus picture, she brings home Satan Claus picture that she wrote. She's like 13 years old. And so that's Danielle Harris.
Yeah. So is
Sorry, continue.
no, that's fine. Is so I'm trying to remember. I love The Nice Guys. Does that take place during Christmas as well?
Hard to say with these damn LA movies,
It's all LA, right? It's all
Right.
LA. Yeah. Big
He
LA
also
guy.
wrote The Monster Squad, which I don't think takes place
Oh.
during Christmas, but I'm a huge fan of that movie.
Huge fan. It's been a long time since I've seen that one.
Yeah, I put it on another podcast that I don't mind plugging a little bit, because it's we're all family in the podcast world, called Bad Movies Rule. They actually did The Monster Squad. They have a reason for calling movies quote unquote bad. They decide for themselves at the end, like us.
Okay.
But Yeah, Bad Movies Rule did the Monster Squad. So after they did it, I actually put it on and rewatched it. It's a good movie. I mean, it's entertaining as hell.
It's just it's been a hot minute since I've seen it.
Oh
I was
yeah. Oh.
probably really young last time I saw it.
Well, that's Shane Black, and that's a podcast dedicated to Shane Black. I do want to mention that Gary Busey's in this movie.
Yes.
Yes, back when he was normal.
Normal?
Yeah. I don't mind saying that. Normal? Question mark?
It was before Point Break, though.
Yes. Before Point Break, but also before he kind of went off the deep end.
Well, of course.
I feel like in Point Break, he started going off the deep end. I wonder
A little bit.
before he got keeled.
Yeah.
I mean, like there's a lot of that guys and that persons and so forth and so on in this movie. But, we kind of nailed the top.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. A question going back to actually back to Richard Donner and Shane Black. Were either of those guys involved in, for people who don't know, there's four of these movies.
Yes.
Two, three, or four?
Well,
I feel like
so
Donner was.
yeah, Shane Black gets credit for writing. I don't you never know if he actually did do some of the writing, but Richard Donner actually directed 2 and 3 and 4. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
that's what I thought.
I kind of knew that. I think he did he direct Maverick? Did you ever see that movie?
I did. I like Maverick a lot.
Yeah, Maverick. Yes, he did direct Maverick. The reason I bring that up is there's a scene in Maverick where, obviously Mel Gibson's the star, and yes.
Danny Glover. He's a robber, right? He's like
He's
a
a
he's an
robber.
outlaw.
Yeah, and they look at each other and they kind of do a double take and then they play the Lethal Weapon music for a second.
And then I
I
believe
love that
Danny
kind of.
Glover says, "I'm too old for this shit,"
Probably.
in Maverick as well.
Probably. Of course, speaking of being too old for this shit, he was 40. Playing a
In this movie?
50-year-old. Yeah, he was 40 years old cast playing a 50-year-old Roger Murtaugh, but that means he's 7 years younger than I am now when he was starring in this movie. And I think he looks older than me. I don't know. I have a inflated sense of my age, the way I look.
But yeah, you never think you're as old as you are. You never think you
No,
look that
no. I
way.
mean, I have a beard that's like Santa Claus right now. I'm kind of growing it out because I want
You
to
should
keep it
shave
looks
it
like.
because that's why Roger shaved his beard, his
Yeah, he
daughter.
had a tiny little bit of gray in
A bit of
his.
gray.
Yeah, I was like, I looked at because I was watching this with Mrs. Cousin Bailey, and I was like, that's a hell of a beard. He looks good in that beard. I liked it a lot. I thought and then there's to this point, there's a scene like pretty right away when he gets to the station, and there's a that guy actor whose name is escaping me. I'm kind of looking, but that's okay. It's not important. He was in this movie called License to Kill. Oh, he was also in Die Hard. The black dude who played Agent Johnson.
Excuse me.
But he's in this, he's also in License to Kill. But he goes, "Roger, you look younger with the beard." Which I think is hilarious because I thought it looked awesome and yes, he looked younger. But whatever. That's just me talking.
So I do want to talk, and we so for the fans out there, we really didn't go over a lot of this beforehand.
No.
So some of this is just going to be shooting from the hip, but I would like to talk about some at least two other characters. One is the captain, right?
Yeah.
He actually plays a very, very small role in this. Like he has
Which
one
is
scene.
shocking. Yes, one scene, which is shocking because I remembered him so hard because he's a huge role in the next ones,
And
next
and two
three.
through four, he's everywhere in it,
Yeah.
but yeah, when I saw it, like, 'cause he's pretty early in it, right? Like he's talking to the other character I want to talk about, which is the psychologist, or psychiatrist. I don't know the difference. The shrink. But he's basically saying like, yeah, Riggs is fine. Yeah, he's fine. Like he's just trying to get extra
Totally
money.
dismissive, yeah.
Just trying to get extra money, whatever,
Yeah, he
da da
calls it a
da.
psycho rap or something, yeah.
Yeah, and I was surprised on this rewatch that I didn't see him again
No.
in
Yeah,
the
no,
movie.
he wasn't yelling at the guys to get their asses in gear and he's gotta bust his ass to them. He's gotta explain their antics to the mayor kind of crap, It's like I was shocked. 'Cause I was like, hey, there's Captain Captain Murphy or whatever, you
Yeah,
know.
whatever his name is, yeah.
He's in Demolition Man, by the
Yeah.
way. And I was like, no, that's it. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the fellow I mentioned earlier, whose name is escaping me, he's the one who tells him that's, you know, like, hey, here's your new partner.
Right.
Which I always remembered as the captain telling him that.
Yeah. And it
Now, I mean,
wasn't.
he, yeah, not at that moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Introducing him to Riggs, yeah. So.
Right. Yep. And the other person I want to talk about, who she kind of had a she had bit role, I guess, in this, but she like I thought she was more prominent in this because I think she's
Right.
more prominent in 2, 3, and 4 is the shrink. I can't remember her name.
Her name's Mary Ellen Trainer.
That's her character name?
That's her real name. She just is
Okay.
known as the psychologist credited in this.
Oh,
It's
okay.
Stephanie. They have her credited as Stephanie something or other. I mean, it whatever. It's not important. What is
Yeah.
important is she is also a. I mean, she's been through it, man. She was in Die Hard.
Yeah.
She was in Monster Squad. She was
Yep.
in Goonies.
Yes.
Dr. Woods, Stephanie Woods is her name.
Yeah.
She's been in a bunch of movies and TV shows, and you know, she passed away in 2015.
She did. I remember that. I remember
Yeah.
reading that or seeing that.
And Captain Murphy, he's dead. He died in 2019.
Yeah, but I
So
could
the
see that.
two
He was
people,
kind of older,
well,
right?
sure, and he wasn't in great shape, but I just mean the two
Wow.
people you mentioned, they, you know,
Yeah.
they're legends, and they're both moved on.
I mean, Legends is a stretch, but
But Mary Ellen Trainor's definitely got a legendary potential being in the number of quality movies she's been in.
yeah.
But
Wasn't she also in the Tales from the Crypt movie?
oh my God, the one about Santa
The
Claus
Santa
or the
Claus,
Psycho
right?
Santa,
Psycho
yes.
Santa, yeah, she's the mom, right?
Well, that scarred me as a child.
Yes, it absolutely did. You know what? Mrs. Gus loves watching Christmas movies,
Oh, no.
so that's coming on.
Oh God.
Freak
You
her
know,
buck out.
as a kid, I always thought that movie was Silent Night, Deadly Night,
Oh,
which is
okay.
about a crazy person pretending to be Santa or something like that.
Oh,
Yeah.
funny.
Yeah, that's her though. Oh, she was in Scrooged. We've already done that.
Yes, she wasn't Scrooged.
Yep,
She
she
was
was
kind
one
of
of
like the
the.
babe or whatever, right? Like the one that Bill Murray's like trying to bang, who's on the
On the
whatever,
board.
on his staff.
Back to the Future 2. I mean, Ghostbusters 2. This lady.
She's in a lot. She's very familiar. Very, very familiar.
Yeah, I mean, do you understand why I would even potentially put her in a legendary status?
Sure.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank
I
you.
can see why I don't agree with it, but you
No, no,
know.
no. I mean, this is a democracy. You have to
Right.
agree with everything I say.
Right.
Just some of it.
So you kind of mentioned it coming off of it at the top. Is it or isn't it a Christmas movie?
So, this movie and Die Hard. Did you know this real quick? And I just want to mention this because the reason I keep bringing Die Hard up is that these two movies are kind of interconnected. Whereas Mel Gibson was considered for the role of John McClane, and Bruce
Oh.
Willis was considered for the role of Martin Riggs.
Interesting.
Yes, and so you know that them being a year apart, them both being you know like they're. I mean, these are not like. You know, Martin Riggs is kind of like a superhero, I would say. But whereas, I mean, the way his, you know, he's skills,
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
skills.
yeah.
He's good at killing, as he says. But these are, you know, like cop movies based in LA during Christmas, a year apart, kind of underdoggy.
Yeah.
LAPD being an underdog. I mean, against mercs,
Yeah.
you know? And a
Yeah.
billionaire or a multimillionaire at the time. So, I mean,
Yeah.
anyways, my point is, I'm begging the question. It's in the same discussion as Die Hard, right? As being a whether or not it's a Christmas movie, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I
Or
would say it's in the same category. I would say though that this movie lends itself more to being a Christmas movie
right.
just because I'd have to rewatch Die Hard. But I mean, they're at a Christmas party, but like
Sure.
this movie we talked about in the green room, it opens with Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell Rock, you know, and like the bells, and there's multiple, and then there's the caroling police officers in the station. But I mean, the problem is with the movie.
Riggs doing a sorry, Riggs doing a drug deal in a Christmas tree lot.
Selling, exactly. Place where they're selling Christmas trees. But the point is, it's in Los Angeles, so there's no like see. It's kind of like doing a Christmas movie in Florida. I mean, we have Christmas here, and a lot of the movie is associated, per, even tangentially to Christmas. So I mean, I like it. I like it. I mean, and shit. I mean, it's a movie. And now, you mentioned Die Hard. Die Hard 2 in DC, quote unquote. Snow everywhere, lots of talk about Christmas. People, for some
Hey,
reason,
it's
have an easy.
Christmas.
It's Christmas. People have a easier time calling that a Christmas movie, which I find funny, because it's the same premise. The only difference is there's snow everywhere. So
Exactly.
it's being, as I said, being a Floridian, I find it a little unfair that we don't, like that the lack of snow somehow removes the Christmas spirit.
I know, right? But I mean, hey, he's the reason for the season. There was no snow where Jesus was when he was born. That's all I'm
No.
going to say.
Bella was wearing sandals.
It's funny because I told Mrs. Gus that, we're doing Lethal Weapon as the Christmas movie, and she was like, "Oh, I don't know if I've ever seen it." She was like, "Oh, I've seen it." I was like, "Is that the one where they bring in like the migrant family?" I'm like, "No, that's four." She was like, "Oh, that's four?" It's like, "How many are there?" I'm like, "There's four." And you've
Four.
seen that one. She's like, "I don't know if I've ever seen the original." I was like, "Okay."
Oh.
She's like, "I want to watch it with you." And then like as soon as we start watching it, like Jingle Bell Rock comes on and I'm like, "See, Christmas movie." And then like 10 minutes in, she's like, "This is not a Christmas movie. You guys should do something different." I'm like, "No, you're missing the point here. This is a Christmas movie." So, but
It's
that
funny
was
you
a
say that, because Mrs. Cousin Bailey was like, obviously the holiday season, we're all a little stressed, and we this for some reason we've been leapfrogging bad night's sleep lately. And I guess I caught her on her bad night the next day, because she was like, "Which movie are y'all doing?" And I go, she has it doesn't have that deep of a voice, but and I was like, "Lethal Weapon." She's like, "Oh." I was like, and then I was like, "Everything okay over there?" So it took my wife less time to denounce this as a Christmas movie than did yours. Yours at least gave it a shot. Now I did put it on, and she was entertained for my, half my first watch, but then she went to bed.
She Mrs. Gus, she went through it. She likes Mel Gibson
Sure,
for
who doesn't?
especially a younger Mel Gibson, right?
Yeah, mine missed the on the hook scene, shirtless on the hook scene. Now she got the shirtless about to blow his brains out scene, but
She get the butt scene?
yes, I. And then she said, like, "I've seen that guy's butt more than I've seen many actors." And then she explained why, but I can't remember. That's funny, the butt scene, yeah.
That was a point of contention because they open with the Amanda
Oh, yeah.
Huntsinger,
Boobs.
boobs. And she's like, "Oh my gosh." Of course, joking, half joking.
Disgusting.
And then it's like, "Oh, I get to see Mel Gibson's butt." I'm like,
There
"Yeah,
you go.
have
Phew.
fun with it. Have
That was
fun with it."
close. 'Cause, yeah, Mrs. Cousin Bailey was like, well, unimpressed, with the gratuitous boob shot. But I was like, yeah, we'll just watch and see what happens. I mean, she's. And then I made the, it's not off color, but the inappropriate suggestion that this is what Jenny from Forrest Gump should have done.
Yes,
Would have
she should have
saved
done it.
Jenny or Forrest a lot of heartache.
That's right.
Of course, I mean,
And
it's fine.
having an AIDS baby.
See you, Forrest. I'll reach out to you when you're a millionaire and I have AIDS. Just. Anyways, just take that leap, sweetheart. And Amanda Huntsacker or whatever, she should have stayed in, man. Whatever.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
What are
All
you
right,
gonna
I'm
do?
sorry.
No, that's fine. So a couple of, like we have awards on here. We're gonna do that at the end. I think we can do that when we're rating it and go over what awards, if any, it won. I don't
Love it.
know. Maybe the best score, because here, and I know this is kind of your where you excel, is the soundtrack.
Yes.
Got Eric Clapton on that.
Yeah, no, I Eric Clapton. There's a lot of great songs actually in this movie. A lot of them are Christmas movies, by the way. I mean, I'm looking at Deck the Halls, Jingle Bells, Silent Night, I'll Be Home for Christmas. And then we mentioned Jingle Bell Rocks, but the Lethal Weapon theme was written by Eric Clapton. And I think you mentioned somewhere in our notes that about there's a, like that's some synth influence, which
You're into.
I am totally into. I did after Running Man, I did download the soundtrack and listen to like the entire one. It's not great, but it kind of, whatever. I mean, but this is a great soundtrack. There's like, there's saxophones. Fan of that.
Was it
Very
Kenny G?
'80s.
Was it
No.
Kenny G? Oh,
Kenny
all right.
G played the jazz phone or something. I don't know. Whatever. There's another fucking instrument. Excuse me, I can't think of it right now, but
Okay.
all right. But no, I like the music. I like the soundtrack. I mean, and it is Christmas season for us right now, so this
Yep.
is super appropriate. I'll have to play it for the kids on the way to school tomorrow. I'm sure they'll love
Definitely.
it.
Definitely. There, we have another note here. Man, I can't
Yes.
talk. Another note
That's okay.
here, that I noticed this on the rewatch, and that the original tone for this movie was supposed to be darker, at least for Riggs. I found
Right.
this movie to be darker than the other three. Maybe
By
not
far.
three, but
Now, three had a lot more humor, intentional humor. This one, I don't mean to say it was unintentional humor, but like when Riggs is like, joking about suicide or like what's his name? Martin, excuse me, Roger's like, I'm too old for this shit, or like I can't believe I'm stuck with this psycho case, psycho pension case. It's like, that's funny, even though it's obviously not a funny moment for him. It's funny for us to see. Whereas the other one is, it's got jokes. It is
It's
a
got
little dark
jokes.
though. You're right. Now that I think about it, three does it, three is kind of dark.
Three's kind of dark, I
With that
think.
kid getting killed, the rookie cop, that one dude gets like, buried in cement, which is just used to freak me out, man. There was
But I
this
would
episode of
say,
Night Gallery. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
no, go ahead.
No, I mean, there was an episode of Night Gallery where a guy got put into cement. And I mean, it scarred me for the longest time. I used to think that was a real concern growing up. So, oh, sorry.
Quicksand as well.
Yes.
No, I mean, definitely, three was definitely dark, but I think in just thinking more about it, like Riggs is definitely darker in this
Yes.
than
He
he
needed the
is.
family. He needed the Murtaugh family to kind of drag him out of that.
Yeah, 100%.
Because he
A
was
hundred
happy
percent.
and go lucky, jovial until Rika got killed in the second one.
That's right.
But the dude, I mean, you're right, man. He was flirting with suicide the entire movie. And he was, even at the end, he was so subdued and I don't know. It's just, I totally agree with you. Like this movie, I read some of the things you read about how dark Shane Black had it. But I think they did a good job lightening up a little.
Yeah, I think so. So with I mean, we've already kind of, we're kind of touching on it now, but I mean, we can get more focused on it,
Yeah.
more deliberate here, but like the characters and chemistry between Riggs and Murtaugh. Like
Yeah.
how do you feel about the duo? Like, is it one of your best buddy cops, or like,
I
I
think this
don't
kind
know.
of set the standard, and I mean, for us rather,
Yeah.
because there obviously the buddy cop situation existed, especially on television prior to this. Starsky and Hutch and Chips. You know, I mean, to a lesser extent, the Dukes of Hazzard, they weren't law enforcement, but it was a buddy movie, you know, or TV show rather. So I mean, you know, TV had it cornered, but you know, there was a lot of action before this. And I can't think of many quote unquote buddy cop movies. Now, The French Connection had two cops that worked together, but that was hardly I would hardly call that a buddy cop movie. That was a totally different type vibe. No, I loved it. And if they didn't know that there were going to be sequels, then they are geniuses because they set up this relationship so perfectly. You know, like it really made me want to watch Lethal Weapon 2 afterwards, but I didn't. I didn't want to confuse it because that movie, well, we'll touch on why that would confuse me. But no, I think you're absolutely right. What about you? I mean, what did you think about Martin? Because I know you've got some notes here about his past. I mean, he's.
Yeah, I mean, he's a I like him. I think in this is just overall between like I think there's parts of the interactions between the two where they're a little bit over they overacted a bit. But it wasn't like a detriment to like the overall thought. Like I you know Riggs is you know he's ex special forces and you know reckless unhinged suicide all the things we talked about before I just it's some of the things like from his military background like I'm trying to figure out okay it's 87 he was special forces some type of sniper who killed someone from 1,000 yards or 1,000 meters I think he said 1,000 yards which I think they would actually talk in meters it could have been meters but you know, like how I think he said he was 19 when he
Well,
did that, but like,
I read
I don't.
somewhere that he's supposed to be 38 in this movie in
Oh, wow.
1987.
Okay.
So, you know, you're talking, you know,
Yeah.
Vietnam was pretty much wrapped up in 73,
Five.
72. Oh,
Yeah.
five. Yeah. Okay. So,
I mean,
yeah,
if
I
he's
mean,
special ops, he's running operations out of Laos or wherever they
yeah,
were. That
and
lasted a little bit longer.
sure.
But yeah, so like, you know, that stuff, you know, and I wish I would like I don't know about mercury switches and
No.
all of
Also, I
that.
don't understand how you could look at that. I mean, that house blew up.
I know, and he
They
just
found
happened
the
to f
device,
the one device. Yeah.
mercury switch.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I mean, Roger was also in NAM.
He was
The
and
NAM.
Michael Huntsinger saved his life.
Singer.
He took a bayonet to the lungs for him.
Yeah.
You
And he,
know?
yeah, and he owed him. Yeah. So, I
Yeah.
mean, that kind
So
of. And he talk about calling in a chit, man.
I
Jesus.
know, right? I need you to kill these people, find them and kill them. It's like, wait a minute, I'm a cop, man. Like, yeah, I owe you one, but not this. But I do have a question for you. So, and I can't, like, I'm trying to recall, and I did the rewatch last night. What was the turning point where Roger finally trusted Riggs? Was it where he found out he was like suicidal, like where he did that impossible thing of stopping the hammer going forward,
Right. God, I know. Makes
or
my hand hurt.
was it the quip in the car?
Well, he did say, well, he saved his life at the
It's
pool
true. At the
guy.
pool,
Yeah. And then he said, you know, if you can, he goes, are you ever going to trust me? And he goes, if you can get through tomorrow without killing anyone. And he didn't kill anyone that particular day.
Oh, he didn't.
Now,
Okay.
because the next. Yeah, I mean, the only thing that happened was, well, I mean, they were at the funeral, right? Is that the next day? Amanda's funeral where Michael gets killed?
Maybe.
Well, whatever. I remember kind of paying attention and I was like, okay, it's the next day now. And, you know,
Yeah.
he went and hung out with him on his boat, even though, I mean, it was parked in his front yard, but,
Right.
or in his driveway. But, you know,
So,
they had a kind of a bonding moment. They bonded a little.
but that was before, right? Like that was before because it was because that's when they were going like they had the like the was that when they were going through the Roxy? Like where they were calling
Dixie.
it thin, because like another thing I don't quite understand is did like or where I'm trying to put this together and I can't believe I can't
No, that's okay.
is like So he didn't trust him, but he invited him to have dinner with his family in his house. But he
Right.
doesn't trust him because he's a loose cannon and anyone could die at any time. I don't know.
I think it might have been after he saved him.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember the timeline because two things occurred that made me that I mean, because this obviously, knowing what we know now, that they were like best friends, like
Right.
like saying "I love you, man," kind of thing, like later
Yeah.
on. The like I know that I was paying attention to their relationship, and I can't remember if it was after he saved his life or after he said, "Aren't you ever going to trust me?" He says, "Don't you don't kill anyone tomorrow, and I'll start trusting you." And I remember thinking, "Oh, I guess he hasn't killed anyone. It's already the next night." So,
Yeah.
yeah. So I'm,
Could be.
like maybe that. I mean, it couldn't hurt.
Right. Yeah.
Because I was thinking to myself, I'm like, God dang, how many people is this guy going to kill in one movie? I mean, how many times does an LAPD officer actually draw their weapon,
Right.
in real
Yeah.
life, IRL, So, but yeah, I mean, it's that's kind of funny. That dynamic, it's almost impossible to analyze because we know that they become best friends.
Right.
I was kind of like, God dang, man, why isn't Why is he, subconsciously, I was like, why isn't he being a dick to him? Doesn't he know they're going to be best friends?
Yeah.
Which of course he
Yeah.
didn't.
So I mentioned he went over there for dinner. One thing we find out about dinner is Trish, is that her name, Trish?
Trish.
Trish is not a good cook.
I know.
And Murtaugh even tells Riggs when he's leaving, comments like that won't get you invited to Christmas dinner.
Right.
And Riggs is like, well, my luck's changing
Right.
by the minute or every day or whatever. My
Something
luck's
like
changing
that.
for the better or something like that. So
Yeah.
obviously, Trish is not a good cook.
Right.
What could Riggs have used to make whatever she made, that roasted brown roast thing, whatever Murtaugh was describing being an ass,
Roger
apparently.
being an asshole.
That's right. What could Riggs have used to make it taste a little bit better?
Do you think it would have been untoward for him to bring some kind of spice or sauce? I mean, because if you go to someone's house, I mean, what are you going to put on pot roast to make it taste better? I guess you could possibly put on barbecue sauce.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, I wouldn't, but if it tastes that bad, you might need something. For example, this portion of Automatic Rewind is brought to you by Pandemic Sauce Company. Amidst a worldwide pandemic and lockdown with nothing but time on his hands, a friend of the podcast started experimenting in his kitchen to occupy his time. He soon discovered a knack of combining a variety of peppers and fruit juices to create some unique barbecue sauces. After sharing his sauces with family and friends, he has now decided to share them with the rest of the world in the goal to become your new favorite sauce and maybe liven up Trish's pot roast a little bit. Make sure and type in an email to our good buddy Ron at Automatic Re Excuse me, at pandemicsaucecompany@gmail.com. Put Automatic Rewind in the subject line to start that dialogue. Let them know you heard it here first. And I mean, I feel bad for Trish.
Yeah.
I mean, but I mean, she holds her own. I guess
She
it's not
does.
really. Yeah.
She
I mean,
holds
she
her own.
calls Raj an asshole. That was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. And don't worry, because she becomes a multi-millionaire after writing romance novels later on in
Yeah. Doesn't she know
episode
that?
three or four.
Three.
No, it's four, I think.
Nah, it's three because they're in the elevator with Rene Russo, who works for Internal Affairs, and
I thought it
oh
was,
yeah, you're right. That's four. He was just
it's
making that comment. You're right.
right. Yeah. So, but
Right. Oh,
anyhow,
right. Because Rene Russo, who is pregnant,
right.
saying that she talked to some of her buddies at AI at IA.
Right.
And they said that they are looking into Roger.
Right. Yeah.
Good call.
No.
Good call. Good call. Sorry about that.
I know my lethal weapons.
Well, I mean, Lethal Weapon 2 is my favorite, but I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Now it is. Lethal Weapon 2 is fantastic.
Yeah, everyone knows why I
So,
love it.
yeah. Anyhow,
Continue, sir.
there's another thing too. I don't think we touched on, and we kind of went over it. No, actually, we didn't. We haven't really talked about Shadow Company.
Right.
So they're pretty badass. It's also funny too, and before I hand it over to you. It's kind of funny that they mention, and I, it, no, it was Michael Huntsinger who mentions it, but he mentions Air America,
Right.
and Mel Gibson was in the movie Air
Air
America.
America, exactly.
So, I thought that was pretty convenient. Obviously, Air America was after Lethal Weapon, I believe.
Yep.
But no, it was pretty good. But you know, I wonder how true that could be, right? Like you just have mercenaries. I mean, you, not necessarily American mercenaries, but it could be American mercenaries, you know, where they kind
Right.
of flip and you hear about it with the Mexican cartels is, you know, a lot of those guys were military at one point and then they just got paid more by the cartel, so they flipped over.
Right.
So, it's pretty wild. And Mr. Joshua, dude, he's kind of a badass, right?
Yeah. And what I read somewhere that they now, I mean, I'm skipping ahead to the end, but like they brought in like three different fighting experts
Okay.
in order to make them both look the part for that fight scene. But not just that, I mean, there's also the loyalty test at the very beginning of the movie, which Mrs. Cousin Bailey had to turn her head for, because it's, I mean, it's nasty. You don't see anything, but the concept, what you're lighting a lighter and holding your forearm over it, and you can see, you know, Joshua, Mr. Joshua is like, you know, flinching but holding steady, and he says, you know, go get your arm taken care of. Oof.
Right, go see whoever.
Oh yeah,
Get your arm taken care of, yeah. Or get that
Chan,
looked
yeah,
after.
it's
Yeah,
Al
something.
Leong, who is also in Die Hard.
Who is also in Big Trouble in Little China.
Right? That's right.
So,
He's a that guy. Love him.
yeah, big time. Big time that guy. So the
Oh, but
general,
Shadow, well,
go.
Shadow Company. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's, I you would have more, I don't think you have any actual knowledge of this type of operation, or
I do not.
you would never admit it if you did. But I mean, this kind of concept is in so many movies. Not just mercs, but you know, like illegal CIA operations across borders and so forth. I mean, you hear it about the these kind of behavior in movies, but I feel like I'm not, I feel like I'm, this isn't the same thing. Like these guys were running heroin in the war.
And so I wonder what that guy was a general of. But because
Army.
I call him the general. Hey, maybe an Army, Marine Corps, who knows? Air Force, probably not Air Force. But yeah,
Yeah, he's on
like,
the ground.
but it's like, oh, a general who went rogue? Like that's rare right there.
Yeah.
That's very rare. I mean, maybe only in The Rock do
Well,
generals
but
go
he didn't
rogue.
go rogue to for I mean, he went rogue for the financial well-being of his men and all the men that were and the families. He had a pseudo noble cause. This guy seemed like the biggest scumbag. I presume it's hard to advance if you're this big of a D-bag, right?
Not necessarily. If you're good at your
No.
job, you can be a
No.
douchebag. You got to kind of have a little bit of an arrogance to
No,
make that,
totally,
right?
totally. But I mean, but enough to sell your country, and
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
I
Well,
just
there's
wonder, I don't know. I mean, are there a shitload of generals out there?
Probably a lot more than you think.
Yeah,
I mean,
obviously.
but no, but there aren't. And typically, like I don't know, like when you make general, like I'm not saying you're making good money, but you're making good money. You know,
Yeah.
you're not, but you're not getting paid what you should be getting paid. You know, like
Right.
I'm guessing that the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff probably makes in his base pay $170,000 a
Hey,
year. Like that's
really?
it. Yeah, in his
Good.
base pay. That
Oh.
doesn't include his housing and all that other stuff that's taken care of. But
Sure.
yeah, like they're. You just look at it. I think they make $10,000 to $12,000 a month. Like that's it. There's not. It's
Wow.
not. It's not a. It's not a ton. Maybe those numbers have gone up. But even so, it would maybe only be 20,000 a month. So 240
So if the
thousand.
person was had moral ambiguity,
Right.
financial profit would not be a bad way to coax them over, is what I'm trying to get at. So like to convince them.
But normally it wouldn't be. You know, like you're not gonna, it wouldn't be that, right? It would mainly be like around contracts and kickbacks and,
Right, right,
oh,
right.
hey, if you make sure we get this contract, we're gonna make sure that you have a $500,000 a year job waiting for you when you retire,
Right.
right? Like, things like that. But
So was Hunsaker in Shadow Company?
he was,
And but not Murtaugh.
not Murtaugh. So I think it was explained that way, like
Yeah,
after he
missed that
took the
part.
bayonet to the lungs,
Right,
to the
right,
lung, then
right.
like he got recruited over or something like
Recruited over.
that.
That's right.
Yeah,
That's right. That's right.
because it was early on when him, like Murtaugh said that he served in 65 in Vietnam, so that was
65.
very early on in the war.
Yes.
So so and Hunsaker was there, appearing to be there later on.
And
So
interestingly enough, he's been on the force for 20 years. So this movie, 86, filmed in 86, released in 87. He's been on the force for 20 years. He's 50. That means it's early on in the war, but he retired 2 years later and became a cop.
Yeah, co-op.
A co-op.
Yeah,
Murtaugh, I'm talking about. So,
exactly. Yeah.
and he hadn't seen Hunsaker in 12 years.
Correct.
So call it 75 or
Yeah.
74.
Yeah.
Interesting. It's interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder what that interaction was about.
Oh.
Because Hunsaker was dirty as shit at that point.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Or at the
I'm a
very
s
least, a merc.
it,
Yeah.
yeah, and
Yeah.
I'm assuming that like he didn't like build his company up, right? Like I assume he was Shadow Company, then they created his company and he
The
ran
bank.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like but that was all created by Shadow Company and he was the front, 'cause he said they needed him, right? Because his company made it all clean, but I don't think he built that company up. I think that was just kind of
No, he couldn't have. Because, yeah, I mean, he's. I don't mean he couldn't have. I mean, maybe he inherited it from his father, or something
Sure.
like that. But no,
Oh.
I don't disagree. It's I mean, it's clearly the bank was. It's just like Scarface. Get a bank to
Yeah.
wash the money for you.
That's right. That's what you
Yeah,
do.
that's what you do.
Figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of good scenes in this movie.
Oh God, yeah.
What's your favorite?
And my favorite, I'm kind of, I oscillate a little because the one I remember the most is obviously very in the beginning with the Christmas trees, which is just all sorts of hilarious and awesome.
$100.
Yeah, $100, 100,000. And I have a little trivia about that scene, but
Okay.
obviously, one of them just. Oh, the jumping off the building is iconic, but cliche, I think, to say it's your favorite because that guy, that's funny. Even Mrs. Cousin Bailey and I were getting annoyed with the ADR, the recording, the after whatever on the jumper, his
Yeah.
voice. I mean, you notice how it didn't really match up. It seemed a
Oh, it
little
doesn't match
messed
up.
up. There's something called ADR. I can't exactly remember what it stands for, but it's basically when you dub. I think it's like you're dubbing, you're redubbing voiceovers,
Okay.
and it just sounded a little. And that guy, high pitched voice. I hated him. Just want to punch that guy. Wish he had did jump. But no, my favorite scene is the desert shoot 'em up scene. I thought that was so awesome. Danny Glover played the hell out of that role with the grenade.
Yeah.
Rhiannon or Sherry? I thought her name was.
It's Rhiannon. Rihanna. No,
Yeah,
Rhiannon.
but there
It's
was
Rhiannon.
a. Rhianne, but there's a part where the kids are rapping, and I thought they called her something
You
else.
just don't
I
understand the
mean,
rap. That's fine.
I don't. You're right. I mean,
Yeah.
I it's they did they were doing a very good Run DMC.
Yeah, beatboxes and everything.
Hey, they were doing great.
Yeah.
But the now Rhianne, she didn't annoy me in that scene,
Yeah.
which is nice.
Yeah.
But no, Murtaugh was awesome. Obviously, Riggs with those shots. The whole thing, that whole scene was epic. What
Okay.
about you? What's your favorite?
I like the rooftop.
Nah,
I like
fuck. I'm sorry. I
the
knew it as soon as I said it
jumping.
was cliche to like it.
No,
Yeah.
I just do, but you're right. There's a lot that goes wrong with that scene. I didn't notice the dubbing, but
Yeah,
now I
man.
will always notice it. But
Perfect.
there's another part too, like where, like when they jump, like the cuffs break. You can
No,
tell it's like rubber or
yeah.
whatever. It snaps, and then they hold hands,
They
and
held hands,
yeah,
yeah.
the stunt guys. But I like the interaction with Riggs, like basically just being like, hey dude, like fuck off, like and it just kind of does his his crazy,
Yeah.
it definitely his crazy's on display there. I
But
actually
also
like
the way
the
he like handcuffs the guy, tricks him.
tricks
I
him.
love that. I loved that. That was great.
Also, I you already mentioned it before, and but the loyalty test scene,
Yeah.
I really like that scene.
Do you like the drug dealer?
I do like the
Yeah.
you're talking about the Christmas lot, right?
No. The guy who's holding the lighter,
Oh,
loyalties.
he's in everything.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
he's one of
he
those
was
guys that's in
hilarious.
everything.
He was hilarious. Like I was telling Mrs. Cousin Bailey, I was like, I can't tell if this guy's a terrible actor or this is just so real. You
I
know?
thought he was a terrible actor, but
But he was saying, but he was freaking out the way I guess most people would freak out. He's just his voice was just, ugh.
yeah,
You guys are crazy.
well, that guy's in a lot of movies.
Yeah. I
I
can't think
can't.
of one right now, but he's definitely in some.
He's in a lot, but yeah, I mean, I like those. I mean, there's tons, right? There's tons of scenes that are great,
Yes.
but I would say those two, like, they're just the most. When I think of that movie, that's what I think of. I mean, even the Christmas tree scene, like,
Yes.
like it's just hilarious. Like Mel Gibson is hilarious in this. So, but
Did
yeah.
so the real menacing looking guy with the red flannel shirt and like the mullet. You know who that is?
Well, I know who it is, but it's not, I shouldn't know who it is. I just happened to run
I
across
came
it.
across it too because his name was so unique that I was like, who is this guy? And then I come to
Blackie,
find out
damn it.
Blackie Dammit, but who he really is Anthony Kiedis's dad
Oh, no shit.
from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But he
Well,
was
well, well.
menacing as fuck, dude. And
Yeah,
he looked like he looked like the enforcer of that group.
I would say so.
And I love Riggs's line where he says, that's a real badge. He goes, this is a real gun. Wait, he goes, that's a real badge. I'm a
That's
real cop and this
trash.
is a real fucking gun.
That's right. That's right.
I know this movie actually made me want to get a Beretta. I never did, but I definitely fired him a couple times, like at the range. It's a great, and it's the same, it is the same prop gun that John McClane uses in Die Hard. Beretta 92F.
Yes, I know that gun very, very well.
Oh, really?
Very,
Why is
very.
that? Did you carry that?
Yeah, I carried it, trained it, did everything,
But you don't care
maintained
for it?
them. It's a 9 millimeter, so what do you want? What do you want from me here? You
Oh,
know what I
I'm sorry.
mean?
Good gracious. That's all I have.
It's just
Well, no,
not
I
a.
got a 44, but
It's just not a. Yeah. 9 millimeter. What are you gonna do?
just Brett, pump them. Pump them full of lead, my friend.
Not a huge fan of it. So, just a quick thing here. I saw that Sven Olaf, whatever, the guy from Running Man
Right.
that we just did, apparently he's one of the mercenaries.
I saw that and I know I didn't, I missed him. I saw that he was in the credits, but I didn't, you know.
So
Yeah.
I just,
Sven Ole Thorsen,
Oh, that's who it is. Okay. So I knew him from somewhere. So the drug dealer guy, Mendez,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
he's Lieutenant Touchdown in Full Metal Jacket.
Really? Oh my God. Well, it's a totally different character.
Oh yeah, of course.
Nah,
But
of course.
Anyhow.
That's a hell of a movie. Oh man, he's one of the Ruskies in Red Heat.
Yes.
That's a cool movie.
Yeah.
I
It's
wonder if he
been.
got his Chicago accent from John Belushi or Jim Belushi in that.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know actually. This is a year old. This is a year younger.
Not my
Forget it.
favorite Belushi movie.
It's say it again.
Not my favorite Belushi movie.
All right, what is your favorite Belushi movie? I feel like this is a segue.
It's not a segue, it's a tangent. Real Men.
Yes. Yes. Oh my
Fucking love that
God. Not
movie.
many people know that movie.
No, but it
It
is
is bizarre.
fantastic.
It is fantastic and bizarre as shit. John Ritter is outstanding.
This is my dad. Doesn't she look great?
Does she look great? And then doesn't he make out? John Ritter makes out with her, thinking it's the aunt. And he's got the finger gun.
Oh yeah.
Bang.
Yeah. Bang. They're like actually dying. Yeah.
Woo!
Oh
Oh
man,
yeah,
what a
that movie's hilarious.
Oh, it's great. I love that movie. I love
What
it.
about Canine?
Yeah, Canine's okay.
What about Mr. Destiny?
No.
All right, no. All right.
I've run out of Belushi movies. So it's Red Heat and Real Men.
He was in a lawyer TV show, which was pretty good, but I don't want to waste anyone's time.
Yeah, he's not even in this movie, so
Jim Belushi? No, come on.
yeah. So guess quotable lines.
I mean, I kind of said mine.
Yeah, too old for this shit. You want to
Yeah,
see
the
crazy, I can do crazy.
yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
But
but he goes, that's a real badge. I'm a real cop, and this is a real fucking gun. I mean,
right.
kind of. That's one of those things you just want to say someday, but never gonna get
Yeah.
that opportunity.
Yeah.
And then, like you want to go for the title, what he says to Mr. Joshua.
Yeah.
Joshua.
Joshua.
Joshua. Oh, that's a Friends reference. Yikes. I was wondering what I was doing there. No.
I haven't really
Ruined
watched
it.
Friends,
That's
so
okay. You're not missing anything.
yeah, I wouldn't think so. So what do you like? I know we said it, we mentioned it earlier, and for us this is true, but it's kind of like the first buddy cop. Oh, how about this? I didn't even ask this question and should have. When did you see this movie?
So
First time.
this, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw this in like high school. This I did not see this one first. I saw, just like a lot of the movies that we've done and we're gonna do, I saw the second one first.
As did I.
Yeah. And I loved the second one. And it was like a little more lighthearted. Obviously, there were some terrible, terrible subplots like apartheid, terrible. Everyone
Right.
agrees.
Yeah.
Killing of Rika,
Yeah.
that sexy South African. The
Yeah.
accents were outstanding. I'm sorry,
Yeah.
that's why I'm not, spoiler alert, that's why I love Lethal Weapon 2 so much. But there's a lot more funny, like funny moments, intentionally funny moments in that.
Yeah.
This is way more serious.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely a serious movie. Yeah.
Yeah, this one's darker and, and so it was I don't want to spoil how I feel about it because we'll save that to the end, but yeah, I saw this one second, and I can't remember when. Definitely high school. What about you?
Yeah, same thing. I saw this one second. So number two was obviously the first one. Probably I saw this in, I want to say, high school as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of when I would have seen it before that. But yeah, I mean, that's basically when I saw it. So obviously we know that number two is your favorite, but what are your, in order, what are your,
How would I rank them?
how would you rank 1 through 4? Yeah.
I would. I saw one of them with you and your ma, right? Do you remember which one that
Probably, it
was?
was probably 3 or 4. Had to have been three
Yeah,
or
okay.
four.
If you don't know, then I don't feel bad about this. Okay,
Okay.
because my rankings are 2, 3, 1, 4.
Two. Wow.
I mean,
Wow.
and I think
Okay.
three and one are interchangeable.
Okay.
So it could be 2, 1, 3, 4, but I really liked three a lot.
Okay.
Also, there's a scene from St. Petersburg, Florida, at the end of three, the
Oh.
after the credits.
I did not know that.
Yes, where they misspelled the city of St. Petersburg.
Okay.
They blew up the Sereno Hotel. I mean, it was a planned demolition in downtown St. Petersburg. And so they added some extra explosives, had a car drive up, and then they did a voiceover. Do you remember in three where it started out where they blew up a building?
Vaguely.
Yeah, right. Well, they ended it in a not dissimilar way, but just with
Okay.
voiceover and a car driving up and leaving. And then the Sereno Hotel in St. Petersburg, Florida, exploding. All right, what's yours, man?
Yeah, so three is my least favorite. For
Really?
me,
Huh.
it'll go 2-1-4-3.
Well, I don't know if
So
we're ever going to do three because, I mean, we like to stay away from some sequels, but why, what's wrong with three?
I don't know. I just
You just don't like it.
like, inside job and like the
You don't like
gang-related
Jack
stuff
Travis? Yeah.
and yeah. I don't
Boyz
know.
II Men on the soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's probably my least favorite. Like, I definitely fast forward through that Daryl stuff, the gangbanger.
Yeah.
I don't
It's
care for
just,
that.
yeah,
And,
it's, yeah.
but I do like how Nick is strong enough to avoid that, and forgive his dad
Yeah.
for killing his friend,
But yeah.
whatever,
Well,
Daryl.
I mean, he had to do it, right?
Yeah, but I mean, he was all broke up about it, and then he almost, drank himself to death, basically.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm talking about Murtaugh.
Murtaugh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, 100%.
But two, I guess we both agree two is the best. Yeah.
Two's the best. Two's the
And
best.
I don't
And
think it's argue. I don't think there's an argument to be made.
didn't you say something in the green room about a little foreshadowing there?
Yes, I did. Because on as it was a very popular subject in the 80s and 90s, apartheid in South Africa was
Apartheid, like ending apartheid.
ending apartheid. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Not a popular theory. I mean, it was a popular subject, but negatively popular was apartheid. Ending apartheid was very popular. Kind of like, there were a lot of trends going on in the 80s. I think this was probably the most noble of all of them. Like, saving the whales, very noble,
Sure.
cutting back on emissions, noble. But I think ending apartheid was probably tops. And so there was a sticker on the Murtaugh's refrigerator. And as we all know, in part two, the racism and apartheid in South Africa played a significant role, as the bad guys were indeed South African.
Yes, very,
And as you
very
can hear by
true.
my terrible, terrible South African accent, that is a huge reason I love that movie. Yes, they were the bad guys. Stipulating they're terrible. Mrs. Cousin Bailey told me to tread lightly when I talk about this on the podcast,
Okay.
but the accents, I just, they're top.
Okay.
It's
I work with
weird.
a South African.
You currently do?
I do, yeah.
Do they have an awesome accent?
I couldn't tell what he was, and I was like, oh, it's Afrikaans. Okay. So
Yeah,
you're
it's
South
legit.
African. Yeah.
I met a guy from Zimbabwe.
Yeah. Okay. I think
Well, I
Charlize
mean, it's.
Theron's terrific.
Yeah, she's terrific, but she's lost her accent.
Yeah, she can bring it back though.
I'm sure she can. She was super happy when they had the World Cup in South Africa. Anyways, whatever. So
Excellent.
I'm glad we agreed on that. Yeah, four just was too, I don't know. Four didn't do it for me. Jet Li,
Yeah.
it was my first introduction to Jet Li.
Okay.
He was pretty cool.
He's good. You didn't like
Oh, Chris Rock,
Chris Rock.
hilarious. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You
I'm
know.
sorry. There's a lot of good parts about it, but
Yeah.
like they kind of, for lack of a better word, neutered Rene Russo's character
I'm fine with
by making
that.
her pregnant. Nah, she was a badass in the third one. Loved her.
I'm not a big Rene Russo fan, so.
Is that because she only has a high school degree and didn't go to college?
No, it
Ah,
has
okay.
nothing to do with it. No.
I saw her in Washington, D.C. one time.
Oh, okay.
She was lobbying for something, and I, on the Hill.
Yeah. I'm not a big, I should say this. Rene Russo's fine. I don't like her in the Lethal Weapon movies.
You don't like strong women because that doesn't track with you.
That has nothing to do with it. I just
Oh,
don't like
okay. I
her.
didn't.
I just don't. I'm not a big fan.
I think you need to do a rewatch of three because she is a badass.
That's fine.
You're
You
not
know
gonna
what?
hate
I
her.
also think three has less Leo Getz than any other movie, except
Does he
one,
have the
obviously.
blonde hair in that one?
He might. Like, he's great in two and he's great in
Oh, he's
four.
great in two.
He's great too.
Whatever you need, Leo.
Leo gets. Yeah. That might be his, that might be Pesci's greatest role.
Yeah. Well, My Cousin Vinny is up there too. And
He wasn't in
Goodfellas.
My Cousin Vinny.
Pesci?
Yeah.
He was My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, sorry, My Cousin Vinny. Oh God, yes,
Grace,
absolutely. Oh
what are
my
you thinking?
gosh.
I'd love to know
Oh
what
my
you were
gosh.
thinking.
I was thinking of My Blue Heaven.
Oh, save
I
yourself. Okay, there it
was
is.
like, that's Steve Martin, man.
Which is hilarious because both My Blue Heaven and Goodfellas are based on the book Wise Guys.
Yeah.
And Joe Pesci obviously has a strong role in Goodfellas, the
Right.
darker version of that book. That's funny you'd said that. I mean, it's totally wrong, but I'm joking.
Yeah.
Yeah, My Cousin Vinny. He was My
Yeah.
Cousin Vinny.
He was My Cousin Vinny. Yeah.
But Goodfellas, you know. What did you think about Casino with him? Sorry, I know we're tangenting and
I know, way too much tangent. I like
come on.
Casino. I don't like Pesci in it though.
No, I totally agree. That's what I was. That's all I wanted to know. But you know, coming back to this one, I thought he was a great. Again, he was a very comedic character, making those movies way more comedic. Remember, he
Yeah.
gets shot on the ice in three. Come on, man. Come on, son. Three.
Forgot about the hockey
Not
game.
gonna happen.
That was so bad.
Yeah, Mr. Jack Travis. Mr. Jack Travis, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty bad. Anyhow,
Good gracious.
I think let's get into awards and ratings. What do you
Yeah.
think?
Oh, wait. Before we do that, I didn't want to say one
Okay.
thing because I did get another more feedback. One of our loyal listeners was very excited to know which movie we were doing for the holiday season. And he recommended a movie that was not on my radar, and I don't think we were gonna do because it's a pretty one-dimensional movie. I like it. It's called Trapped in Paradise. Have you ever seen it?
Is that where they're thieves or
Oh
they're
my God, I just
robbers?
realized Nick Cage is in it. There's no
Yeah.
way you would ever do that movie.
Yeah.
I'd have to pull a card. Like one of my get out of jail free cards in order to do a Nick Cage movie with you, I feel like. So, But I mean, it's entertaining.
I do Con Air.
Con Air. What about The Rock?
Yeah, I do The Rock.
Yeah, you'll do The Rock. And Face Off is that's the one I think I'm gonna have to
God.
face.
That
Chill.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
I don't mind Gone in 60 Seconds, but I would never pull my card for that one. Don't
So
worry.
bad.
Don't worry. Oh my God. Now I'm getting a little offended.
Okay.
Okay. Have fun
All
with
right.
it.
Let's do some awards and ratings.
Yeah, let's do some
What do
awards
you
and
think?
ratings.
All right, so it was a nominee for the 1988 Academy Award for Best Sound.
Hell yeah.
So it's there. The BMI Film and TV Awards. It was a
Oh.
winner in 1988 for the Music Award by Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
This used to be big. I don't know if it still is, but it used to be. It's the Image Awards. Image
Oh.
Awards, NAACP.
Yeah, affiliated with the NAACP. That's
Yeah,
cool.
it actually won Outstanding Motion Picture.
You know, I think obviously, I mean, not to get too obvious here, but why don't you continue? 'Cause yeah, I think you're gonna touch on this in a second.
excuse me. Also, Tracy Wolf, who played
Tracy.
Rianne, she
Oh,
won.
Rian? Oh,
Yeah,
cool.
she won Outstanding Supporting Actress.
Yeah.
And of course, Danny Glover won Outstanding Actor in a Motion Picture. The other ones are just kind of dumb and stupid. So those are the awards. Before we get into ratings, you had something else?
Did I?
I guess not.
Well, no, it was just about, like the NAACP, they honor, African Americans, and that's not what the AA stands for, but I'm not going to go there. But Danny Glover, huge role, and he I think it was kind of a coup to have a black actor, have such a prominent role in this movie.
Yeah, I would
At
agree with
least
that.
in the sense that I don't think anyone said it's got to be a black guy, it just worked out great because they're both good actors,
Right.
happened organically is what I'm trying to say. And I don't think it could have worked out any better with anybody else.
So I'm trying to think here, and I know like it doesn't really matter. But Was the color purple before or after this movie? It had to have
It
been
was
after, right?
before. I think that's the role that got him got people interested in him being
It was, yeah,
Robocop.
1985.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
I read that was, like somebody loved him in that and said, why don't we? He was on stage, I think, in Chicago, and they flew him to LA, and they flew Gibson from Sydney to LA so they could audition together, have like some whatever that's called. I'm not in the business, but.
He actually had a pretty big year in 85. So that's when The Color Purple came out. And he was also in 1985. And I know we shied away from doing this, but it's just because at first I was like, this may have been his coming out party. It's like, no, because there's The Color Purple. He was
Yeah.
also in the movie Witness.
Right.
And then he was also in the movie Silverado,
Silverado.
all
Yep.
released in 1985.
Oh, hell yeah. Good
So
for
that was
him.
a big year for him.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I he, yeah, but The Color Purple is the biggest of,
Of course.
at least for him being a prominent figure of
Yeah.
those three movies. But yeah, so because I was
The,
like, is
and
the Weapon is coming out party? It's like, no. Okay, go ahead.
it definitely, I think, kind of brought him into like the
Mainstream?
action.
Okay, action. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a couple of years later, he did Predator 2, which I know is panned by a lot of people, but I actually like it. If you watch it from like, you can never compare anything to Predator from 87.
Right, yeah.
But if you just watch it as a movie, like on its own, it's actually a pretty good movie. Bill Paxton's in it, Maria Conchita Alonso, Danny
Who
Glover.
we just covered
Gary
her.
Busey and Gary Busey's in Predator 2.
Okay.
So a little whatever.
Reunion.
Reunion. Wow, thank you. I don't know why. I'm sure I'm looking at my empty glasses over here. But Gary Busey actually considered this like kind of a movie that brought him back, reignited his career. So
Yeah, I could see that.
yeah, so that's cool, because after this was Point Break, Predator 2, and then he was in a I often get him confused, who also had like a crazy fallout, Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte. Well, they look the same when
They
they're
look the
insane.
same. They're insane. They
Yeah.
both like went
Like they're
crazy.
like their mugshots or whatever. Like they look
Right.
exactly the same.
Right. Okay,
Wild
cool.
hair and
I
yeah.
mean, yeah, I wasn't trying to like break any ground there, but like I wanted to admit that I can confuse white guys too. Sometimes they look identical.
Nick Nolte, kind of in a buddy cop movie, but not really a buddy cop, but kind of a buddy cop movie.
Yeah, with a African American fella
That's right.
trading places or trading. Oh God,
Trading
what trading
places.
places?
What are we
Jesus,
talking about
another
here?
48 hours, another 48 hours.
Correct.
The reason I bring that up is because okay, it's a total tangent, but I was looking at Jim Belushi's catalog where we were chatting about him, and he was in Trading Places. He played the gorilla suit guy.
Oh, that's right. He
Yeah, on
did.
the train. So I was
Yes.
like, why, like that's why. And Eddie Murphy is, of course, in Trading Places, which is also a Christmas movie, and
It
that was a
is.
potential option.
Yeah. And you know who else is in that movie?
Oh, your girl, Jamie Lee. Dude, that is a very good movie too. So,
It
yeah.
is.
That's going to be tops on my list as a nominee for next year's Christmas movie.
Yeah, we may have to do it this year.
Yeah, we
I
may
don't know
just
if
have
I can
to,
wait
but
that long to see
nah,
Jamie
me
Lee.
neither. And
Okay.
now you see her, what's in that movie?
Yeah, you do.
Beebs or Amanda Hunsackers.
Hey-o.
Hey-o. Can we
That's
just invent a
great.
new term? All right.
Maybe.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. Like, do you I we have to talk about our rating system, but
Correct. But before we do that, we need to get into other
yeah.
rating system. So,
Yes.
on the tomato meter on Rotten Tomatoes, this
Yeah.
is your actual critics. It is 81%.
Sure. That tracks.
Yeah, 59 reviews overall on that one. And then on the popcorn meter, which is average Joes like us, 250,000 plus ratings, 86%.
Yeah, okay.
So
It's
it
not
tracks.
uncommon for the popcorn meter to be higher.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But yeah, I mean both parties loved it.
Yeah.
Appropriately, I think.
Exactly. All right. So, what's our rating system?
So our rating system, that's Automatic Rewind's rating system. It's a proprietary.
Yeah.
No, I'm just joking. From worst to first, our one star We call that returning the movie, not rewound. We dismiss this movie. Two stars, we return the movie. We rewound it. Three stars, return the movie late and incurred some of those late fees. Four stars, we never returned it. We just held on to it in our private collection. And then number our five stars, not only did we keep it, we bootlegged it for distribution with the FBI knocking on our door. So since I just did that, I want to know you. I think I went first last time. So I want to know
Okay.
your rating system, your rating for this movie.
I never returned it, but I did not bootleg it.
Okay, so 4 stars.
Four stars. I can't. It's in a. It's in a not a trilogy of movies, but a whatever of movies, and it's not my favorite of them.
Right.
So it's yeah. I'd almost give it in between the three and the four, like a three and a half. But I'll give it a four. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
You took
I
the
just
words right out. Yeah.
yeah, I just kept it. I didn't bootleg it though.
You took the words right out of my mouth because I was like leaning towards returning the movie late and incurring some late fees of
Yeah.
3 stars. But I agree. This movie. Because what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to hold it on its own, not compare it to the other three movies. Obviously, compared to four, I'd consider this a 10, but just joking. But it, on its own, and that's why I was saying, like, those guys, like, they had lightning in a bottle when they made this movie, this buddy cop movie, transcending race relations, And I think that's important. I know that sounds trivial, but it was organic,
Yeah.
it wasn't forced.
No.
Murtaugh is like cool as shit. He's got a great family. Riggs the loose cannon, like he's the untrustworthy one, but he kind of comes around, and in no small part to the inclusion of the family of his superior officer. I think that's cool as shit. It kind of grounds him a little bit, and you can tell he, and wait, he gives the bullet as the quote unquote gift to Murtaugh at the end of the movie, the special
Right.
bullet that he was going to use. But I really like this movie on its own. I think it's fantastic. But again, I don't, it's not a 5-star movie. This isn't Unforgiven for me, but I mean, this is a 4-star. I never return this movie. I'm just holding it in my private collection. 4 stars.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it, man.
Yeah.
Get anything else?
Well, I mean, I just want to say, I mean, it is a Christmas movie. It's Christmas season. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I don't know if you're going to hear from us before the end of the new year, unless something comes up in our schedule. But I do want to, before we sign off, I want to thank our sponsor, Pandemic Sauce Company. Make sure and send Ron an email at pandemicsaucecompany@gmail.com. Put automatic rewind in the subject line. Open up that dialogue. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, follow, share this episode with your family and friends. If you have any movie suggestions for us to review, send them to Cousin Bailey, CUZZINBIILEY @gmail.com, or reach out to us on Instagram at automatic rewind, all one word, or on X at Gus and Cuz.
Excellent. Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna get another one out before the new year. Maybe, probably
Yeah.
not, but maybe we'll confer in the green room, see what everybody's doing. But no, it's been a good year, and can't wait for next year to be a three pump chump.
Yeah, let's sit that down. We should hit the ground running, is what I was going to say. I want to make sure and say this because Trading Places is also a New Year's movie.
Is. It
Yeah,
is.
so I mean, it's if for some reason we have free time, anyways.
Yeah.
But no, I mean. Listen, it's been a great year. I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger. God. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Things you say on your
Anyhow,
wedding night. Anyways.
anyway, for Cousin Bailey, I'm Gus.
We're out.